Good afternoon. I'm here with Joe Muscolino, the product manager of Sturtevant's air classifier line. Joe, thanks so much for joining me today. Let's jump right into it. What exactly is an air classifier?
So an air classifier is basically a device that uses either an internal blower or an external blower, and it generates airflow, and it draws fine powder through a rotating rotor or classifier wheel, and the airflow carries the fines through the wheel for collection, and what doesn't get carried through the wheel is rejected as coarse material, but basically splits a feed stream into a fine powder and a granular discharge.
What sort of materials can an air classifier classify?
So air classifiers do their best work on powders, anywhere from 80 mesh, 100 mesh, 200 mesh, and finer. So it can classify any materials that can be up to half inch, or in some cases even 1 inch in size, but it contains some powder that the airflow can separate or sort. And it can be any types of free-flowing materials like minerals, aggregates, glass powders, rendered animal meals, chemical products, anything that's dry and easily fluidized by airflow.
Funny that you mentioned rendered fish meal. I saw that article in Rendered Magazine that talked about increasing protein in fish meal. How the heck do you increase protein?
So an air classifier increases the protein, not specifically by changing the protein in the feed stream, but it does so by sorting out the protein, or by concentrating the protein on the fine fraction. So as we talked about earlier, an air classifier will receive, you know, granular material that has some fines in it. And when, in the case of rendered animal meals or fish meal, when the fines are removed by the airflow, those fines tend to have a higher level of protein and lower level of bone or ash, because during the pulverizing process, bone doesn't grind as fine as protein does. So when this rendered fish meal goes into an air classifier, the air classifier sorts it, separates the fine powder from the granular material, just like it does on other applications. But in the case of fish meal, that fine powder fraction has a higher protein level. So it is increased in comparison to the feed meal that goes into the air classifier, but it's done so by shifting the protein into the fine fraction.
When you mention fines, what constitutes fine? Is it a standard measurement, or does it differ based on material, application, something else?
It's definitely contingent on the material being processed, because fineness is relative. In the case of crushed stone or aggregates, their definition of fines is about 200 mesh, which is 75 micron in size. In the case of talcum powder, the fines that are separated by air classifiers are down in the 10 micron top size, with average particle sizes of 2 to 3 micron. So it's definitely dependent on the target that a specific industry has as to what they consider to be fine powder.
That's very cool. Now, stepping back for a minute, how many variations are there of the air classifier?
So there's definitely different variations of air classifiers. One of them is a misconception about air classifiers, which some people refer to cyclones as air classifiers. But cyclones are only used to separate solids from air, not really to separate powders by size. Whereas mechanical centrifugal air classifiers that do have the airflow function, but also have a mechanical rotor, those designs of air classifiers actually sort by size rather than just air solids from air. Then within the true air classifier family, there's mainly two variables. There's internal fan designs and external fan designs. Internal fan design air classifiers have a blower that's inside the housing of the air classifier, and the air is recirculated within the same machine. So material is fed in by gravity, and then the internal fan separates the fines from the coarse, like we talked about earlier. But then in that internal fan design, 90 to 95% of the air is recirculated within the machine. And so it's a gravity-fed machine and gravity-discharge machine for both the fines and the course. The second major variation for air classifiers are those that require an external blower or an external fan air classifier. That design, the air classifier itself doesn't create any airflow, but it has to be connected to a blower that carries out the fine powder. And then once that fine powder gets carried out in the airflow, then the powder has to be recovered from the airflow so it doesn't blow all over the plant. And in order to recover that classified fine powder, a bag house or dust collector, or in some cases, even a cyclone is used. And again, those are designed to separate the solids from the air. So the air classifier does the sizing, and then the dust collector and or cyclone does the capturing.
And with proper maintenance, how long can an air classifier typically remain in service?
So with proper maintenance and with, which is very important, with the proper selection of wear protection liners, air classifiers really should last decades. We at Sturtevant have installations of air classifiers that date back into the 1930s and 1940s.
Regarding liners, if I were an air classifier operator, how would I know if my liner had to be replaced? Would there be vibration or some other indication alerting me to the fact that it had to be replaced?
So, I mean, that's a good question because if these liners are replaced and these parts are replaced before it's too late, so to speak, then there really isn't any vibration because the wear patterns in an air classifier tend to be pretty uniform or pretty symmetrical. So if you look at the, especially the rotating parts, which is what would potentially cause vibration, if you look at the wear life of rotating parts on blades, for example, if there's 24 blades or if there's 180 blades, they're all going to wear very similarly. And so as long as the erosion of the metal is consistent with each blade, then the machine does still stay in balance and there isn't any vibration to speak of. When the vibration starts to become a problem is if these parts are left to function for too long a period of time. And then the part actually, one of the liners or one of the parts actually breaks free, then two things will happen naturally. There will be catastrophic damage because that part flies off and it starts impacting on all kinds of things. And even before it gets to that catastrophic damage, then that will show up as vibration from the externals of the machine.
Awesome. And one final question. What causes the most wear to an air classifier? Is it the material? Is it the speed that the material travels? Is it environmental? Something else?
Well, it's a good question, but it's definitely a combination of everything because the very first thing is the material itself. So the more abrasive the powder is, then the more damage it can potentially do to any rotating part machine. But then the next step is the materials of construction can be customized to withstand or prolong the wear life of that this abrasive material is imposing on it, on the air classifier, or again, on any mechanical rotating part. So materials of construction, and then of course speed. The higher the speed of the air classifier, then the greater the potential for abrasion or erosion to take place.
I'd like to thank my guest, Joe Muscolino, Sturtevant's product manager for their air classifier line. Joe, thank you so much for joining me today. I look forward to chatting with you again soon. And to everybody listening, until we meet again, take care.